Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. With me, Thais St. Julien, and we will be your hosts on a special program today that will be delightful, because it is called Delightful Delights. And the reason for that is we have three CDs from our collection which have the word delight in them. One is called The King's Delight, the next one is called The Queen's Delight, and the other one is called The Lady's Delight. And we'll be listening to two early music ensembles, which are really fantastic ensembles, and they're both American ensembles, The King's Noise and The Baltimore Consort. We're going to begin with a few selections from the CD entitled The King's Delight. These are 17th century ballads for voices and violin band.
We'll begin with Browning, and that was composed by William Byrd, 1543 to 1623. Next, Jog On, our famed anonymous, to the tune of Jog On, My Honey. Then, A Courant, Packington's Pound, composed by Michael Prestorius, who lived between 1571 and 1621. Then, Daphne, with an anonymous composer. And finally, Hunts Up, John Whitfield, who lived from 1588 to 1616, was the composer, and this is on a lute solo.
Thank you.
our first group of delights from a CD called The King's Delight, 17th Century Ballads for Voices and Violin Band. And that group there called The King's Noise, and spelled N-O-Y-S-E. A truly superb American ensemble of early music. David Douglas is the director, the lute played there by Paul Odette, and the singing by Ellen Hargis, the soprano. Our program today, again, Delightful Delights. So we're going on to the next delight. We just finished with the King's Delight. We're going now to the Queen's Delight. And this will be performed again by the King's Noise. And these will be excerpts from 17th century English ballads and dances.
Beginning with Henry Stoning's Brown and My Dear, then Three Anonymouses, Hollis, Berry, then Newcastle, then Newmarket, and then we'll have Now, Oh Now, I Needs Must Part, one of my favorites, of course. And finally, John Baldwin's Cock Cow As Me Walked.
Thank you.
And finishing that group right there with a piece by John Baldwin, Cuckoo as I Me Walked. We did have vocal selection, Now, Oh, Now I Need My Part, again sung by Ellen Hargrave. And this was to the melody of The Frog's Galliard from a CD titled The Queen's Delight. And as our program is called Delightful Delights, we have an upcoming additional delight. And that one is called The Lady's Delight. And this will be a group of pieces from that CD performed by the Baltimore Consort.
This is entertainment music of the Elizabethan England. We'll begin with Robin Is to the Greenwood Gone, and this is from a manuscript of Matthew Holmes around 1588 to 97. Then The Shaking of the Sheets, the tune from The English Dancing Master, 1651. The Lord Saoirse's Mask from Consort Lessons, 1599. The Queen's Treble from the Jane Pickering Lute Book from around 1616, and finally Baloo My Babe, an anonymous broadside from around 1626 to 27.
Joy, life.
And ending our delights with a group of pieces from The Ladies' Delight, Entertainment Music of Elizabethan England, and that was performed by the Baltimore Consort. We have a few minutes remaining, so we're going to slip in very quickly one of our favorite pieces of the English Renaissance. This is a drinking song called Watkin's Ale by an anonymous composer of around 1590.
Thank you. I wish all maidens coy that hear this pretty toy, wherein most women joy how they do sport. For surely what can seal, and if it be not seal, will turn them to some bale, as hath report. New ale will make the bellies boon, as trial by this same is known. This proverb hath been taught in schools. It is no jesting with sharp-edged tools. Good maids and wives are born to crave, and lack not that which you would have. To brush, it is a woman's grace, and well become a maiden's face. For women will refuse the thing that they should choose, cause men should learn excuse and think in fear. That will appetite, for winkers on a blind, men need you know my mind, say what you will. When you drink beer, beware the toast, for therein lay the danger most. If many here offended me, then blame the author, blame not me.
Costa LaRue singing our favorite drinking song of the Elizabethan period, Watkins Ale. It's been a delight having you with us today.
It certainly has been a delightful program. Thank you so much for joining us today here on Continuum. We look forward to having you with us again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.